This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News. March is Sleep Awareness Month, and as part of our Optum Ask the Doctor segment that we bring you every Tuesday at this time, we are talking to Dr. Hazem Ubaisi with Optum Health, and he is joining us to talk more about sleep awareness and good sleep habits. Dr. Ubaisi, thank you so much for joining us. Let's talk about some of those good sleep habits. What are they?
Great to be with you, Shannon. Sure, we'll cover them. And most of those habits, your mom or your dad have tried to teach it to you when you're young. So we're going to review them one more time right now. Is there common sense? Basically, are you trying to maintain a stable sleep schedule? So that's very, very important. Once you know what's your own circadian rhythm, what's your own, you know what is the best time for you to sleep and to wake up, are you trying to respect that and maintain a stable sleep schedule? That's very important. Difficult situation happens to people who work shifts at work, and more difficult is when the shift changes. So sometimes they work from 8 to 5, other time work from 5 to midnight, and those are one of the toughest patients because they're not able to maintain a regular sleep schedule. But for the general population, that's very important. One other common common sense things: are you sleeping enough? Are you giving your body sleep when your body is telling you, "I want to go to sleep"? That's a very simple way to address it. One of the recommendations we give to our patient, especially for the patient who have an insomnia, which is difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep. If you're not sleepy, if you don't feel like this is the time for you to go to bed, you do not need to be in bed. So I'll give you an example. Many patients come to my office. The wife and the husband have two different sleep schedules, two different lifestyle, but to maintain the relationship, they would like to go to bed together. One of them fall asleep, the other stay awake for 2 hours, and then they come and see me. The problem is not the same person, and they cannot force their body to sleep at the same time. So if you're not sleepy and ready to go to bed, don't go to bed.
Are there things you can do to, I guess, create the right environment for sleep?
Yes. So TVs, iPad, iPhone, laptop should be outside the bedroom, which is very difficult, but most of people have all those devices in. You want your bedroom to be a comfortable, cool, quiet environment where the only activities that happen there is sleep or sex. So work, entertainment, watching TV, socialization need to happen outside the bedroom. Keep it quiet, keep it dark, keep it cool and comfortable. Avoid eating large meals just before you go to bed, common sense. Avoid having caffeinated drinks in the afternoon or the evening because that's going to affect your sleep. And most importantly, one thing that go unrecognized, cardiovascular exercise. Exercising, especially early in the day, and giving your body the signal of activity that help your brain to reorient between days and night and activity and sleep is very, very important. So, Shannon, cardiovascular exercise, not extreme, just regular exercise is important to sleep.
How much caffeine is too much, too?
What I would say is I cannot say what is the healthy dose of caffeine, but once you go above 400 milligrams of caffeine a day, that tend to be dangerous. And I want to remind people that the size of the serving of the coffee that now provided in Starbucks and other places is continuing to grow. There is almost endemic of overuse of caffeine in the form of coffee or the energy drinks. And when you take those drinks, try to understand how much caffeine those serving have. You want to be far away from 400 milligrams. You definitely do not want to cross that threshold because then we start having dangerous side effect. So that's very important. And I'm sure you agree with me that the size of the cup continues to grow every time you go to the coffee shop, to a point that you ask yourself, like, how much coffee is enough for one person?
Right, right. And if it's impacting your sleep, that's going to have other health effects down the road. If you have been listening to this and you feel like sleep medicine is something that maybe I need to have a consult on to find out whether my sleep could be improved, you can contact Dr. Hazem Ubaisi and his team by giving them a call at 866-6627. You can also visit cosprings.optum.com. We're going to be continuing our focus on sleep awareness next week with Dr. Ubaisi, where we're going to be talking about some of the most common sleep issues they see in their office. That's coming up next week. Dr. Ubaisi, thank you so much.
Great to be with you. Looking forward for next week. Thank you.